I could not say anything right now, and it would represent how speechless we are. The final two, and you pick her? What? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. This jam never gets old.
Never.
You know who you can find in the club? Just take one guess.
Cassandra.
Oh, I bet she's there right now.
Hey, just, only if it's the weekend.
Only, weekend. That's right. Weekend. Don't party unless it's the weekend.
Yeah, unless it's the weekend.
Way to narrow it down. Way to have some boundaries in your life, right? She's just one of the many storylines of tonight's episode of The Proposal, and we're here to break it all down on AfterBuzz TV. Episode 9, two more left, one more left tonight, second to last episode in the season.
So sad. It went by so fast.
Went by so fast. But it's nice, we had a flashback earlier in the season. Michael came back. He was our leading man this week. Kind of shocked by who we picked, though.
Yeah, definitely shocked. Mm-hmm. Not my first pick.
Not your first pick?
Not my
Not
second
your last,
pick.
Though. I mean, she wasn't terrible.
She teetered right along in the middle.
She was my favorite. She just wasn't my favorite for him.
Right,
and,
right.
And, like, I was just like, what? Like, great all way to put body it. Language pointed to Jasmine, and I just don't know what happened.
Great way to put it. Well, we always have people in the live chat. Thank you so much for joining us. You're here on YouTube. We're live every single Monday. Next week being the last episode, going over The Proposal on AfterBuzz TV. Also on Apple Podcasts. But make sure you like, comment, rate, subscribe. Tell a friend. If you go in the live chat, we always have people tuning in. If we're discussing something, we want you discussing it right along with us. So feel free to just comment, post, give your thoughts. We'll ask the panel some questions if you guys have it. I'm your host, Michael Klaus. I am joined every single week by a lovely group of ladies.
Hey guys, excited to be here and talk about all things love. I'm Mina.
Hey, what's up, Proposal fans? I'm Lauren Ashley. What's up, Shanice, in the chat? I see you, girl.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining. I'm Lauren Pacheco.
So Michael is the person, and they don't necessarily introduce him. We knew that it was a guy from previous episode. Did you know who it was?
No. I kind of recognized his face a little bit.
I did.
Don't
too.
You? Don't you be nodding your head at me the whole time. Listen. The whole time she's like, "Oh, it's Michael Brown." Don't you know Michael Brown?
Listen,
she even
Michael.
Had me going. I was like, "Oh, I think it is Michael
okay,
Brown."
Okay, but we knew it was
just
a Michael.
Like the most basic name, Michael Brown. Do you recognize Michael Brown? Sure, he's friends with John Doe.
He was familiar to me, okay? I did recognize his face, like the bottom half of his smile. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was a Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mina, do you know who it was?
I had no idea.
Mina might not have been here, though.
Yeah, I was in Istanbul. You were
in Istanbul when it was his episode. He was from episode 5, I want to say. And he was from Chicago, a businessman. And he had the best line, that analogy of, like, everyone's pushing a wall. Mm-hmm. And I want to come out and help you push the wall.
So he was on LaToya's episode.
He was on. We're going to have LaToya and Tyler next week. He was on LaToya's episode.
And I just want to say, this is why I was so upset about Tyler being picked, is because I liked Michael.
He was the best.
But you know what?
When have I think you ever met a bad Michael?
No.
Ah.
Wow. He's great, ladies and gentlemen. He is great.
No, but
Michael.
That's. I was very upset because I wanted her to pick Michael, and then Michael didn't pick who I wanted either, so Michael's never going to end up with who I want.
Hey, don't say that. This seems like a happy relationship. We don't want to jinx this.
They
jinx
looked
this.
So uncomfortable today.
They didn't look that comfortable.
It was, yeah. I felt like when she was trying to kiss him, she's like, yeah, I'll kiss you. I don't want to be rude. Like, it was very, very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And as the camera, like, panned by, she was like, awkward wave. No.
But it
no
is,
girl.
Like, I feel like if you're not used to the spotlight, if you're not like a Cassandra, you're not going to really know how
right,
to act
right.
in that situation.
But she's a rapper.
No, she's not really a rapper.
No,
I
but
it
she
was
a, she
joke.
Did kickboxing.
Yeah,
oh,
she's not,
yeah.
A, she's
yeah,
not
she
really
just
a rapper.
Rapped.
She just
rapped.
Yeah. Occasionally.
Yes. Just for yeah. fun. Like, oh. That's why, oh, is that why you didn't, well... Yeah,
that's why you didn't
like
her? No, she's 27. She's a kickboxing instructor.
Yeah. No, it's not that I didn't like her. I just thought she
She'll
was a rapper.
She'll beat you up.
Clearly.
Kickboxing instructor.
Clearly.
No, even she, I think, was shocked, though. That final two was like, the faces were like, what? Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Jasmine definitely was
shocked. Jasmine's poor face.
I know. But I love that she said, you know, whatever you choose, I just want you to be
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, that was meant to be like, because you're going to pick me, we're both going to be
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, and then literally, he chooses the other girl, and she goes,
She was like, in shock.
Her reaction was so dramatic.
It's so interesting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Though, because the entire episode, it seemed like she thought she wasn't going to get picked anytime until the final moment. Then when she didn't get picked, it was like, that was wait a minute.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I think the whole time she was kind of like uncertain until she finally met him in person and felt it.
Well, and I think she felt the connection we all did.
They seem destined. Yeah. They seem like a really good couple together.
Yeah, their look goes together. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's just something about their
and
body.
And remember, he made the comment when she came out in the bathing suit and said, I think, like, she is so pretty.
Mm-hmm. He did, yes.
And they even had a bonding
moment.
Yeah,
they have that similar experience of not feeling comfortable being on stage. And
it was like a funnel. Yeah. And it was like, oh, it's coming right together. It's coming right together. Hole in the funnel.
Yeah. I feel like maybe his cousin gave him like a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, Ashley Joyce, that's the one you should pick.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll see. Or she'll beat you up. Maybe she did the old beat you up thing. You never know. Also, you never know.
Do you think it was an editor's choice to include the, oh, she's so pretty part in there to create more of like
this 100%.
Fandom
100%.
Over Jasmine? Yeah, like that's what I think. Like they knew the result was not going to be Jasmine.
But still it seemed authentic.
Absolutely.
The way he said it. Like, yeah. All those girls are pretty. I mean, dang, you see him coming down the stairs. It's like, yep. So like they're all pretty, but I think the way he said it was like, whew.
Yeah.
She's so pretty.
He's totally mesmerized. I was so shocked that he just flipped.
Well,
I wonder if there was like a deal breaker. Do you think there was like a deal breaker thing that he found out?
I don't know. It's always interesting with those things. I don't know what it would have been. And I think it sounds bad. I think one of you said it. So I'm going to pass this blame. And if it wasn't you, then maybe it was someone else. I don't know. But it said, I think he's physically attracted to Ashley.
Yeah, for sure.
And emotionally attracted to Jasmine.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's something that's so attractive about someone that's so outwardly confident. And Ashley Joyce brought that confidence.
Man,
and
she did.
The fact that she isn't an official rapper and she did that makes you be like, oh, wow, like I like her even more. We did see some of that confidence with Jasmine's Jay-Z impersonation, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, you went against Jay-Z too.
But that was pretty much all we saw, like personality-wise, of her.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Well, this is just one of the shows we want to mention. This is just one of the shows that we have here on AfterBuzz TV. I mean, we are the ESPN of TV Talk. This sign right here, ESPN of TV Talk, this is no joke. We do dozens of hours of programming every single week on all your favorite TV shows and all your favorite shows on regular TV or Netflix or Hulu and dramas and Real Housewives and the Bachelor franchise and just every single show. And we provide them all to you for free. But you can do something for us. Subscribe. See that big red button at the bottom of your YouTube? Just hit that subscribe button. Like, comment, tell a friend. We want to be able to provide this content to you and let you know when it's coming out, make it really easy for you. And I know I have the same fear of like, oh my goodness, I'm going to get all these notifications on my phone. Not to worry. You guys can control all of those. So you get to see what you get notified about or see what content maybe gets pushed to your phone so you are aware of what content and what shows are coming out. So just that easy. Just go click that red button, that red subscribe button. We have several different channels for all your favorite shows. Just go check it out. You never know what you'll find. And then you can come watch shows like The Proposal and hear from us. And just have a good time. So just do that real quick. Like, comment, subscribe, rate, tell a friend. All those beautiful things.
Yes.
I feel like this episode had a lot of moments that were like instant turnoffs. More than other episodes. And I wrote a few on our notes. The woman who said, I named my cat after myself.
Instant turnoff.
Yes.
Instant turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what you're, like, do you like hearing your name?
Why do people name their kids after themselves then? Like so.
No,
so
this is different. This is different.
A kid is not a cat.
A kid is not a cat.
There are so many dog moms in the world.
Okay, I am a dog mom, but I would never name my dog Lauren. Lauren, come here.
Yeah.
No.
Lauren Jr.
Guaranteed when she's alone too. It's just the two of them. Like that it's hella awkward.
Okay, let me ask you this. If a girl comes to you and says, I named my cat
not done.
You have a cat. I'm sorry, you're out.
Yes, yes. I agree.
I'm a dog person.
100%.
If you have a golden retriever, I'll go on three dates minimum. Three dates minimum.
Even if its name is Michelle.
I don't care what the name is. Like, beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, named a cat. There was also, I think she was 36 in a competitive beauty queen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
They do.
Well, we know what it means not at 36. We actually wanted to do a pageant, but we didn't make the age cut.
I know. I can't believe it, actually.
I know.
It's upsetting. Yeah. Wait, how old are you supposed to be? Is this like toddlers and tiara? I think the cutoff is
27.
Yeah.
What?
That's the cutoff.
I'm 27 for one more month. So, but I don't want to.
Like, we're both 20.
Like, are you competing here? Be like, oh, well, you know, I got this one coming up next year, and then in 2 years, I'm prepping for this contest. Like,
well, yeah.
What is a competitive?
I honestly don't know because she made it sound like it was her job.
Yes.
Which
you don't pay to get in those. Yeah, you don't get paid.
You definitely pay to get into those.
And then what happens when you win? Do you get anything out of it?
Yeah, usually. I mean, you probably get usually like, it's car, like scholarships money,
or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
scholarships, she's 36.
I know.
Hey, it's never too late.
No, she can go to school. I'm not saying that. I'm just wondering, like, what would the scholarships be?
And then this final one, which will lead us into a much bigger discussion, was from our favorite Cassandra, who said she, quote, loves attention. Mm. That's an instant turn-off.
Yes.
100%.
I love attention.
I mean, who doesn't love attention, though?
You don't say that.
You don't say it. Just like you didn't say the other thing she said.
Yeah.
Wait, did she say it or did someone say it about
her?
They said it. Okay. Yeah. So she must have told the people, like, I love attention.
Well, which, that's what I'm saying. It was like the voiceover thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like, do you really want to present yourself in that way? Like...
Okay, you know how many people were presented in a worse way, though, where it's like,
There's more. Name the cat after herself. We said that one. This is third. It's not like...
Okay.
And there's more from Cassandra, too.
So much more. But what are other instant turnoffs for you guys and people in the live chat? Comment. I mean, we got people commenting, but what is an instant turnoff for you?
If someone talks too much about themselves and they're not really...
What if they like the attention from themselves?
I mean... Don't turn this around on me.
Or if someone, like, right off the bat is like Anessa said, I'm single and all my friends are in relationships, that to me is, like, a red flag. Like, why are we talking about your friends' relationships and you being the only one?
That was also in here tonight with someone who was like, I just keep looking at all my friends and how they're related. Like, why me?
Why?
And it's like, oh, you're trying to play the victim.
Yeah.
Don't play the victim.
No, and then she said something like, am I the problem?
Right, and that you should never put yourself in that light. Yeah, even if that's the case, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. I don't think that.
No.
But to verbalize that, I think, is the weird thing. Nina does not agree.
Okay, no, I do agree. Part of me feels like there might have been, like, a slight language barrier where she was, like, kind of, like, thinking out loud, and she was from Ukraine.
Yes.
And I wonder how much of it was her kind of, like, joking out loud, because she doesn't seem like someone who's insecure at all. She actually, on the other hand, seems extremely confident and comfortable in her own skin. Mm. Like, her body language, her posture.
She seems super bubbly.
Everything about her was super confident. So when the audience gasped, I felt like it, like... Like, for her to recover from that gasp and still be super bubbly and, like, very confident, I was like, yeah, I don't think she meant it in that way. Otherwise, it would have made her feel a little bit more awkward. So, I think it was, like, maybe a language thing.
Yeah.
So, now let's talk about Cassandra. Because, dang, girl.
I just want to say one thing about Cassandra.
What do you got?
She's never done anything like this before.
Direct quote.
That's not true.
Are you the one like the proposal, though?
No, but that doesn't matter. It's still a show about love. I don't think anybody has done a love pageant before. This is all new. Right? That's the proposal. But you have done something like this before, girl, a couple of times.
So fill it for people who are listening are like, what are you talking about? What shows has she been on?
She was on Are You the One on MTV. Then they did, like, not the exes show, but another show. She had a full-on relationship with this guy named Mike. Like, I was enveloped completely in their relationship and so involved. And to see her say, like, that didn't work out, I wanted to know more because I was so invested in their story on the other show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then, like, it goes back to the attention thing. Like, how many reality shows can you do?
Yeah.
You can do a lot.
I think that's a question that's being answered by a lot of people right now. Just because it's like, oh, one more. Oh, okay, I'll do one more. All right, this might be... In the name of love, I'm going to give it one more.
Yeah.
It's like the Anthony Garfield in the Mel Gibson. Just give me one more, love. Just give me one more. Like, that's what this is.
And I mean, I don't think that that's her, though. She's not doing it in the name of love. I didn't say she's doing it in the name of fame.
But yes. She's doing it in the name of love.
Right, right.
The quotation mark, Instagram love.
Really wants to find love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not saying that she's probably been on the same... Scallop Fingers has been on the same number of shows that Cassandra has been on, but I think her intentions are slightly more pure.
And that's the thing. I think it's the intentions thing, the I want attention thing, the other question that we're going to get to in a little bit thing.
Well, let's just get to it now. Just get to it now.
Get straight to it.
Just add, what's the question? We're all thinking it.
Okay, the question was something pertaining to a one-night stand.
When is it okay have a one-night stand?
And Cassandra led with, I guess it's okay to have a one-night stand when?
No, she led with, she said no with, judgment,
well,
right?
This is a no judgment thing, right? No! This is a judgment thing!
I think maybe she just forgot where she was for a second.
She forgot which reality show she was on.
I'm sorry. No one should answer the way she did, no matter where you are, no matter who you're talking
to. That question should have never been asked in the first place.
Her answer was, started out, if you're at a bar and you hit it off.
And you meet someone at some place, like girlfriend. What are we talking about?
And then, like, then I guess it's okay.
But the best part was when she was like, "I don't know, maybe I should change my answer." Yeah,
and then she tries.
She goes, "Wait, let me change it." And he's like, she's "Sorry." About it.
Mm. Yeah.
But the thing that's so surprising to me is this is so commonplace in American culture, in American cinema, American television, where it's so typical to have a one-night stand. We see this in the HBO show Girls. We see this in Sex and the City. We see this in so many different TV shows where Samantha from Sex and the City is so empowered because of it. Mm-hmm. So when is it okay? Because in our pop culture, it's totally okay. So how come when someone says it on a reality show, it's not okay?
But this is my question, though.
It's a good question.
Can I answer that question?
Weird, and maybe other people heard her answer and said, that's fine.
But that's...
Yeah,
that's,
like 95% of all the guys watching the show are, good answer. What are you doing Friday night?
Like, just because I'm not okay with a one-night stand, who am I to judge another girl for being okay with it?
Sure, but then the things that were brought up were, like, Sex and the City and stuff like that. Like, that's for production value. That's TV. That's, you know, I just feel like in the real... I've never had a one-night stand. And
I have to say, even when I watch Sex and the City and stuff, I don't like it.
And it's I don't know that it's something that's... that we see a lot in reality, that we talk about a lot. We see it a lot, I guess, but we don't talk about it. I don't really know a lot of girls that have one-night stands and that would be okay saying that.
Yeah,
I just don't. I'm not judging her, because, girl, do what you do. That's your thing.
It's part of college culture, fraternity culture, sorority culture. It's just more appropriate for guys to talk about it as locker room talk than for females to talk about it without judgment. So, I mean, in my opinion, I would never be okay with, like, a guy that I wanted to be with having a lot of one-night stands. But I feel like that's my personal preference, but a lot of people are okay with
that. No, and I feel like it is a good point of, like, the real world and what you would probably normally say and what a lot of people do and on a reality show versus maybe, like, trying to gauge your answers with your future, possible future spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, try to sell yourself better than what you are, but you kind of try to sell yourself better than what you are. And so whether the other girls on there have never had one, I think you still answer it of like, no, I really want things to be special. I'm looking for something special. I'm not like, well, I'm out sleeping with this Joe that I met at a bar. But you should have seen Joe. Woo! Joe looking good.
Okay.
Like, I think, and you bring up a good point, because it's true. Like, and it's hard for us totally to come down when every single show has that and has that one time that it happens and it's like, oh, you know, we're not judging this person, but like deep down inside while y'all are all watching Sex and the City, not we, while y'all are watching Sex and the City, you're like, oh, I don't know, I feel the way, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it is an interesting thing. On a dating reality show, try to sell yourself better than what you are.
Yeah, but even, like, there have been so many dating reality shows where it's, like, taboo to be a virgin. You know, like, both extremes
very true.
End up being taboo.
Somewhere in between.
And usually, what I find really interesting is that the hookup culture, the one-night stand is more appropriate on a dating show
very true.
Than the virgin card. Like, we very see that true. Happening a lot where it's almost like, oh, laughed at if you're a virgin, but praised if you're like, mm-hmm. go with the flow, cool chick. That's fine yeah. having multiple sexual partners.
Do you think it's right. praised or do you think it's just kind of swept under the rug?
I mean,
because nobody really goes around being like, oh, yeah, praised. I slept with this person.
No, it's praised right. when you're a guy. For sure it's praised. Like, that is such a commonplace thing in our culture where guys get congratulated for
guys
how many
girls.
Guys
congratulate themselves.
But guys congratulate other guys when they sleep with someone.
Yeah,
I mean,
they congratulate
maybe
themselves
in this circle it's different
with their other douchebag
we
friends.
We all come from, like, a more, like, slightly more religious background. So, I mean, yeah. for us it's a little different. But I'm saying it is very commonplace to have that here in America where it's like this bro culture and hookup culture where guys mm. congratulate guys for how many chicks they slept with.
It would be an interesting thing if it was a guy answering that question, like, what is your take on, like, a one-night stand? It's like, man, you know, how would most guys answer? Like,
I feel like a guy would answer it respectfully in that situation. I don't feel like a guy would have been like, oh, yeah, you know, like, if a guy gave
he
that same
answer,
he would have
been
seen as a bad person.
Yeah.
So when she said that, it's kind of like, so that double standard, it goes both ways.
Because mm-hmm. it's the same as right. previous weeks you know? Sometimes where it's like the guy who had two kids last week.
And then he got kicked off.
He got kicked off. You know?
That's actually interesting. I wonder if it's because the network is ABC versus MTV, you know?
That definitely.
It's
yeah,
a huge
she
difference.
Was.
She's a family network.
She was on a very sounds like trashy reality show, and then she
well,
came into this one.
It
and
goes
then,
back to what Mina's talking about, that bro hookup kind of culture. That's mm-hmm. very much what Are You the mm-hmm. One is, and it's accepted. It is, mm-hmm. but they don't so much boast about it. It just kind of happens, and that's where all the drama ensues.
And I think people live vicariously through those shows.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said, hope the cousin was single. Maybe there could be something there for Jasmine.
Oh, cool.
Oh, the cousin was totally
London,
into
yeah,
Ashley.
Agreed.
Yeah. I know. That's what
agreed.
I was
that's why he was like,
happen.
Yes, she's Jasmine. She's yeah. Jasmine. Come on. Leave Ashley for me.
That's
like,
for sure.
Well, his
thinking.
Eyes lit up.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Jesse Palmer can do something with Kasaya.
You know?
Like, girl, you're going to make someone real happy someday.
Jesse gave her a speech. I haven't heard Jesse
yeah,
say that
Jesse
much in the last
not,
episode.
Jesse hasn't improvised that much.
Good at speaking.
Ever.
Wow.
Kudos to you, Jesse. Shout out to you. Round of applause.
Was there anyone that you were surprised didn't make it to the final two? The final three. Were there any early cuts that you were like, oh, I wish
yeah.
we could have seen more from her? I thought she had more of a connection.
Sierra, the NBA cheerleader,
mm-hmm.
should have made it farther.
Mm-hmm.
However, girl, Mike is spelled M-I. K-E. Go Mike.
And his name is Michael, too.
Right.
Like, it's
right.
not even Mike. It's Michael.
For the sake of the cheer, though, I could see
how
she was trying to do it slow.
This is me trying to give her a little bit more credit than maybe what she was thinking. Maybe she had a certain time limit and she could only do three letters. Because I kept thinking
I was thinking, like, man, you're going to go Michael?
But
like, whew.
But then she did that, like, whole, like, introduction and then she did her thing. So I don't
yeah.
know if it's timed.
Oh, it's
and
not?
Then I think she kind of felt like she messed up because she was like, go, Michael. Like, she had said, she realized, like, oh, no, I just felt Mike like a microphone.
No, but she did seem really nice. Sierra, speaking of which, she kind of hinted that she was saving herself for his turn-down opportunities, which didn't really clarify whether she was saving herself for marriage or what the was going on there. But, yeah, I thought she was great. That was actually one of the ones that I was like, man, I'm surprised she didn't even, she didn't make it even into round three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she was stunning. What did you say, Mina? What vibes? Jennifer Hudson vibes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
Stunning.
So classy.
Very
curvy, short hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sultry. Like,
yes.
She
I initially
was
thought Ashley Hart, the early education teacher from Michigan, because I thought her first answer, she was like, I deal with kids all day. I don't want to come home to a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I want to come home to someone who's adult and grown up. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like, you seem confident. And then she killed it with the...
her answer was so short and just nothing.
This is Toya?
No,
no
this
this
was,
is Ashley Hart.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ashley
the teacher.
Hart.
The teacher.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it kind of fell by the wayside with her. I feel like she kind of got overlooked.
Well, she was, I think she, there wasn't passion in her round two thing mm-hmm. about talking. And she was like, man, I'm just, you know, hoping that something happens. And I was like, girl, where's the passion? Like, sell it.
Yeah, that was bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, some of these contestants, it feels like they were dragged in there and it's like Guantanamo Bay for them. Like, they're just being tortured being there and they're like, I just want this to be over.
Mm-hmm.
So our final two obviously were Jasmine and Ashley. And let's break down the final speeches.
Because Jasmine says, I don't have a cheer or a rap. Did have the Jay-Z thing. But one thing I propose is that I have all the faith in this process. There's a purpose. His divine order. I wish you well. Whereas Ashley said, thank you for having faith in me. Likes her heart to be open. Want to nurture and love someone. Always ask, why me, why me? Now I know. Who gave a better speech?
Definitely Jasmine.
Yeah.
Definitely Jasmine.
Because also the body language. How was Jasmine positioned versus Ashley? Ashley was very much like...
Ashley seemed very awkward.
But Ashley was very sweet and like very nice, very polite.
So maybe that's just in her personality to not be so forward.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But I just don't know. With Jasmine, it felt like a genuine connection. Like, she was just, like...
I felt like they were just clicking.
Yeah, they felt like they were clicking.
Even look at Michael's facial expressions. He was full-on smiling with Jasmine. With Ashley, he felt really awkward and uncomfortable. But maybe that's why he wanted her, was because it was more of a challenge for him versus someone that he felt...
Or maybe he was more nervous around her because he liked her more.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
He did seem more nervous around her, actually.
But with... the only reason I thought it wasn't going to be Ashley also was because he chose Ashley first. And usually they save the person that they really have feelings for last.
I will say the one thing about Ashley is she seemed like she put more in her speech about what she will bring to a relationship and saying, like... I want to nurture and love someone, and I wanted to want that to be there in our relationship, where Jasmine was like, oh, I just have faith in this process, and I have faith that love exists. And
it wasn't much about
them.
Well, and I feel like once she said the faith thing, her speech became all about that and a little less about the relationship. Mm-hmm. So
I think what I've learned through watching this show is, like, any answer that you give, to keep it short. And maybe not the final answer, but, like, the previous rounds... Figure out what you want and just say that.
Yeah,
and then just stop talking.
That.
And don't, like, don't keep... And then, no, you lost it with the and then because you don't know what the and then is going. And then you're just rambling. The best answers are where they're like, what do you think about this? Well, I think this.
Normal humans don't speak in sound bites, and I think that's like the one thing the show requires of you is to somehow formulate all these complex thoughts you have about yourself, about love, about relationships, and put them into a sound bite. How do you do that when you have, like, there's so much there that's
very
difficult.
And all these eyes on you, and moving fast, and production, and people, and all that,
Ands
can be the biggest killers.
Jasmine's speech was actually way better. Like, I think the fact that she brought religion into it was a plus, because it shows where she stands, and if he wants to join her there, he can. If that's not as pivotal for him in a relationship, then he can pass up on that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying that's why he passed up. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. I hope we can, like, somehow... get in contact with him. See. I want
to
know.
As far as
we
know, they're still together. They're still together. Yeah. I have not seen anything on the social media.
Are you just saying that, but we haven't seen anything yet? So
well, we haven't seen anything to say.
Do you actually think they are still together? Before you look.
I was trying to look, too. I'm like...
No. I want to know. Say yes or no.
Oh, are they together?
Do you think they're together?
No. I think she's with the cousin.
Yes.
Michael, are they still together?
I want to say yes, but I'm shaking my head no.
Mina, are they still together?
Out of reluctant politeness, yes.
Out of reluctant politeness?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, because she seems like... I don't want to say this.
Because he's not going to say no to her.
She seems like she will say yes and go with anything. That kind of seems like her personality was just like, like very...
She's very sweet, very agreeable.
Yes. I can't imagine her
like trying to hurt someone. Like, I feel like she's the kind of person that would stay in a relationship until she got dumped, even if she didn't want to be in that relationship.
Exactly. Well, and to that point, when she got asked the question about how did you hurt someone, her answer, I was like, girl, you didn't hurt him. It sounds like he hurt you first.
Yeah.
Then you did what you had to do. And it sounds like she just talked to someone and felt bad about
it. Yeah, it didn't sound like she, like, slid in this guy's DMs and started hooking up and having that one-night stand.
Bro culture.
Seriously, like, she did seem very sweet. But this is the thing. She had that really beautiful combination of sweetness and bubbliness, but also the confidence and adventurousness to be able to... Yes! No,
I
was
like
serious.
We were describing
like
a cake. Sweetness and bubbliness, and it's very soft and
frosty. No.
Delicious.
Well, we're talking about social media, so let's get into our segments tonight. Social media.
Yes.
What do we got?
We have some social media after buzzers. So if you remember Dr. Celine and Tommy Taylor Jr. from last episode.
Fantastic name. Fantastic. Tommy Taylor Jr.
It's like John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, all of the above. We are so excited to see that the couple is still together.
Just
they
look at
are them. At the Carters. Maybe they're doing their own little Bonnie and Clyde.
They're doing the same pose.
Yeah, action. Oh, they are doing the same pose.
Look at that.
A little Bay and Jay Jr. Okay, I see you. Mm. And then in the next photo we have, it looks like Tommy Taylor finally gave that woman some bacon he was talking about all episode. Looks like they're enjoying, you know, it looks very gourmet. Gourmet bacon. It's very, you know, she's feeding him. They're
that
very cute. And they compliment each other very well.
They look so good. I mean, they're literally, I think, challenging Mike and Monica from episode one as, like, who is the best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Got some competition in there.
I just keep thinking, like, she's a busy doctor. Like, I wonder if that's ever going to be an issue, the fact that they have totally different careers. I just can't remember what he does now.
I think as long as they have bacon in their relationship, everything's just...
I think any relationship, as long as you have bacon, right?
Fair.
This is not just this thing. Well, let's move into our special segment tonight, which was kind of talked about in tonight's episode, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically one of the questions that Toya was asked was, what was your dream wedding? Which I thought was really interesting for a guy to ask that to a girl. Like, why would he, is that really that big of an issue? Like, let's just take it step by step.
Thoughts on her answer. She said 20 people?
Yes. She said 20 people. I don't really like having a lot of people around that I don't know that well. I would rather just have it be intimate. To which Lauren said, maybe she just doesn't have any friends.
Maybe you don't have any friends. 20 people.
That was hilarious.
She just put you on blast.
Oh, no.
That,
I'm saying Lauren
that's
was
probably
sweetest,
true.
But she has literally the best commentary.
I mean,
commentary.
I was just thinking, like, if you don't have that many friends, you could have 20 people at wedding.
Now, it sounds like she probably knows a lot of people that have gotten married. And if you have gotten married, you know that weddings are crazy. So many people want to put their opinions in. So I feel like maybe that was her way of saying, like, I just want it to be me. Intimate. I just want it to be me. Just me by myself. No one else.
I just want a photo shoot.
Yeah, and 20 other friends. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'll be happy.
I get that because a lot of people feel like, why should I have to invest all this money and pay for people who aren't even my real friends?
Well, and that's the mistake that people make with weddings. They think it's one big party, but they don't realize we have to pay like $100 a person for each person to come
life
and attend.
Life is the party. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Can't even.
So the question is for our special segment.
What is your dream wedding, Lauren?
You
are
so
in a relationship, and your significant other may or may not be watching this at some point.
He is watching. Come on.
Which one of us is most likely to be Bridezilla, by the way? Just
not me.
Yes, me. Clearly. Clearly, girl.
I just want my mom to handle everything.
I sink into my seat.
And then I will just pick out my dress. And then that's good. That's good for me.
Wow. His name is Nick, right?
Nick.
Yes. Wow, Nick. You're lucky. She's simple.
And I go back and forth a lot about, like, if I want it in my hometown or a destination. I don't really know. I just know a lot of people will be there because we have a
so
lot of
So how many
and
is
friends.
A lot? What's your number? And do you have, like, how many bridesmaids or groomsmen?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Probably, like, 6 bridesmaids, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big wedding, 150?
Oh, more. I would say more.
Wow.
I want to be on that guest list.
You
That's
already
all I
had
say.
Your wedding.
Yes, I did. So I was going to have a wedding, a big wedding in wine country, but then I had too many people giving me opinions, telling me what I should and shouldn't do. So I was like, I'm going to Hawaii. Whoever wants to come,
ooh,
come. 40 nice. People ended up coming.
Wow.
So then I was like, okay, I have all these guests. So I was like, I want the experience of having bridesmaids. So I had 8. He had 8. We had flower girls, all that. Then I had a big reception on a boat in Newport here. So all of my friends and family that couldn't go there
went
to the
reception. Wait, was 40 including the people in the wedding?
No.
Okay, so 40 people in the audience plus 16 up on stage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we all were white. 18. It was great. And super simple. I didn't wear shoes on my wedding day. Mm. It was
That's
great.
Cool. You looked beautiful. I saw one of your videos.
I know.
I was like,
oh,
my God.
That was from our reception.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Feels like such a long time ago.
You can find it on Instagram.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Mina, what's your ideal wedding?
Okay, ideal wedding. Do I want more than one wedding? Let's see.
Wait.
No. Like, wait. If I were to, no.
Whoa.
What show is this?
Are you talking the first wedding or the second?
No. I'm talking like if I were to meet someone whose family is like in another country or like in another state, then I would do two weddings, right? Nah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, because I'm not going to expect people to fly all the way out to wherever. Yeah.
Are you expecting to marry someone very far away?
Oh, I don't know.
Very far away.
You mean it likes to have a foreign?
Yeah.
I'm single, guys. She's prepping
for it. Did you meet someone in Turkey?
Oh, there it is.
No.
She looks down.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
How many people? How many total people?
It depends on how many friends my future husband is going to have, because I would want all my close friends there.
What are you thinking? 150? Two?
I don't know. 100, maybe?
100? That's a solid number.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Michael. And I would want there to be really good music. Like, yes. Just a lot of dancing, a lot of flossing, a lot of, like...
I've seen Mina dancing at wedding videos, knocking little kids over.
No, that was birthday.
She gets down on the dance floor, okay?
The weddings, yeah.
Michael, dream wedding. What have you thought about?
Are you going to be bridezilla?
Am I... No.
No.
I will be... I will say yes to everything. What do you want? Yeah. Yes. Fantastic. He yes. Knows. Those nice. Look great.
He's going to have a bridezilla then.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't deal with a bridezilla.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
I think like 150, I think, is a solid. I want it to be decent. You know, I have a lot of people that I know. I don't want it to be like a... I want it to be 150, but I don't want it to be like a regal 150. I can imagine just like a good... fun gathering that doesn't need to be like really pompous.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to have that like crazy expense of like, oh, we have this and this course. And it's like, I can see something fun happening that's really memorable. Mm-hmm. I actually used to watch the show Four Weddings. Have you ever watched that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like picking things.
Michael, you and my husband would be best friends.
It's a fantastic show.
It's so good. We watched picking it before we
things,
got married.
Picking
yes.
up things, you're like, wow, that's great. This is fantastic.
I can't believe he watches that.
And then, wedding party is tough because I have a lot of like really close guy friends, and it's like, how do you narrow it down? Mm-hmm. I honestly think it'd be at least 8. Yeah.
That's a good number.
It'd be
number.
A lot up there. And it's like, you feel bad, like, oh, what do you do here? Usher. What do you do? Usher. Like, you're throwing those
in. But we don't even have that, do we?
What?
An usher.
I mean, if you want to do all that. I say do it different. Be different. Do something unique.
I just want at least 7 or 8 flower girl and ring bearers surrounding me. Like, I just want
so
children
nice.
Everywhere. Them.
Do you know how many children?
And dogs. Dogs.
A golden retriever bringing
Honestly,
the ring. Thank you.
That was one of
so
my biggest
excited.
Regrets, not being able to have my dog in my wedding. We had a tux, we had a bow tie, we had everything, and he couldn't come to Hawaii.
Aww.
He was too old to fly.
Aww.
We love you, Dolce.
He's still around?
He's still around,
Oh,
yes.
good. Okay.
He's a good boy.
Do you have another one named Gabbana or what?
Husband,
Whoa.
I need another dog.
Yeah. Whoa, look what you just ignited.
No babies.
No. A baby universe. Named Gabbana.
Dolce and Gabbana.
No.
What?
Well, one more week. Next week. Last week.
One last
it's
chance
sad.
To find love.
One last chance. Wow, look at that tag. Did you hear that? Was that in the show tonight? One last chance
I'm
to
like
find
Jesse,
love.
I like to improvise.
Man. That's great. Yeah, one last chance to find love. But until then, where can they find you, ladies?
You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic, and one day you will find my wedding videos on there, too.
Oh, and you can find me at Lauren T. Pacheco on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. You can find me on Instagram at Lauren Ashley Beck. And don't forget, we have LaToya and Tyler coming in next week.
Yes, a big final week that we're having them both here in studio, right?
Yes.
And
Fantastic.
We're getting dressed up.
Yes.
We're getting dressed up. We're going to be in our best formal attire for you guys. If you want to join us at home, tweet us some pictures at The Only MC on Instagram and on Twitter, and certainly at AfterBuzz TV. Check out all of their content. Again, that little red button. Subscribe, like, comment, tell a friend. We offer this content to you guys for free. We want to be able to provide more of it for you guys. Help us do that. Until then, see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.